Okay, we are three lines at the bottom of Memdala Amad Beis.
He can't do it.
Can everybody hear me? Three lines at the bottom, Memdala Amad Beis. Amar Rabba Bar Bachan, Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Hakom Vaidim Be'evet Vaidim Kechavim, Haba Abbas Yisrael. Everybody agrees, by an Evet or a guy who lives with a Jewish girl, Shavlad Mamzer, that the offspring would be a Mamzer. Meaning, Man HaKoyel, everybody agrees, Man HaKoyel Vaidim, Shimon HaTimoni, Shimon HaTimoni. The Afrika of Dhamma, Shimon HaTimoni, Ein Mamzer Mechai V'Lavim. Even though Shimon HaTimoni said that Mechai V'Lavim does not create Mamzeris, Ani Mili Mechai V'Lavim, the Tav Sibu Kedushin. That's by Chai V'Lavim, that even though the marriage is illegal, it's valid. Right? Remember yesterday we said, according to Reb Shimon, Ein Kedushin Tav Sibu Chai V'Lavim, according to Reb Shimon, a marriage to a Chai V'Lavim, the Kedushin is not valid. If a Yid marries a Mamzeris, a Mamzer marries a Bas Yisrael, the Kedushin is not valid. So there, and the child is a mamzer. The Shimon HaTimoni said that's only by Chai V'Krisis that the Kedushin is not Taizvus and that the kid is a mamzer. But Chai V'Lavim, even though it is illegal, the Kedushin is Taizvus. That's what the Shimon HaTimoni had said. Now, the Gemara is saying now that according to Yechanan, there is exception to that rule because there are Chai V'Lavim that the Kedushin is not Taizvus, and that is a guy who tries to marry a Jewish girl, where Rashi will bring in the next Rashi, this Rashi that we're going to learn in a minute, that Kedushin is not typhus, the Kedushin is not valid, there is no Kedushin with a guy or with an Eved Kanani. So therefore, this is a kind of Chai V'Lavim that does not have Kedushin. And therefore, Rabbi Yechanan says that Shimon HaTimoni would agree that the children from that union are Mamzerim, even though it's only a Chai V'Lavim, it is not a Chai V'Krisis, the exception to the rule. So again, Hakam Maidim, I'm going to read the Gemara again. I'm a Rabbi Babachan, I'm Rabbi Yechanan. Hakam Maidim, Eved Ve'Duchem HaBabas Yisrael, an Eved or a guy who lives with a Jewish girl, Shavlad Mamzer. Man Hakam Maidim, Shimon HaTimoni. Afagav, the Amma Shimon HaTimoni, Ein Mamzer Mechai V'Lavim. Even though he had said that there is no Mamzer Mechai V'Lavim, Hani Mili Mechai V'Lavim, the Tavis to the Kedushin. That's kind of Chai V'Lavim that the Kedushin is valid in. There's no question about that. A guy cannot have a legal, valid marriage. Forget legality. He cannot have a valid marriage with a Bas Yisrael, and neither can an Eved. So Chai V'Krisis dummy, it's considered like Chai V'Krisis as far as the children being Mamzerim, which indicates to us that it is Rabbi Yechanan's opinion that it is not the severity of the Avera that creates the Mamzeris. The severity of the Avera creates that there's no Kedushin. And therefore, the child is a Mamzer. By Eved Kechav the Eved, there's no Kedushin even if there's not such a severe Avera. Because the Torah did not put in an institution called Kedushin by a guy or an Eved Kanani. So there, it's the same result that there is no Kedushin. Even though it's not for the same reason, but because there's no Kedushin, the kid is a Mamzer. Rashi. Chai V'Lavim, the Tavis of the Kedushin, the Napkalim B'Perek Ketzat, we learn that in the second Perek, M'chisiyana L'Ishtei Nashim, the Eved V'Kechav V'Lavim Kedushin Inu, and Eved Ragoy is not considered in the parish of Kedushin. Now Rashi is going to bring the sources, M'chsev, Shulachan Poyim HaChamor, it says by an Eved, Avraham Avinu told Eliezer, stay here with the donkey. And we say, Am Hadayman Lachamar. It is a nation that is similar to a donkey, which means has no connection to the Jewish nation as far as having any marriage. Right? It says by the Zayin Umas Lachis Chatimbam, which means there's no possibility of marriage. The Shar Umas Siv. Right? Now, there was a question we had earlier in the Masechta. Some learned other umays from the fact that the Torah gave a reason, with an extra reason, ki yasser is mincha mi'acharai. And some learned that you don't say that. So they learned that b'shar umays k'siv v'achach tavoy. It says by a fast tire, a person cannot marry a geish lady, right? He captures her in war. He has to go through a whole process, and then he's allowed to marry her. B'chlal, I mean, till that point, there was no possibility of marriage. Not only was it illegal, but it was impossible. So we see from the pasuk that the allowance of marriage is only after a process which makes her Jewish, pashtus. And therefore, you can marry her. But beforehand, from these sukkim we learn out in Kedushin that Kedushin is not typed by a Geisha lady. That's by a Geisha lady. And a Geisha man is no different than a Geisha lady. When he lives with a woman for marriage, it doesn't count. It's similar to Chai V'Krisis for a different reason, not because of severity, but because the Torah didn't allow Kedushin by a Kohen and Eved, and the consequences of not having Kedushin are that the child is a mamzer. In the Shultas, which is a sefer written by Rabbi Choy Gon, he learns out that a guy doesn't have Kedushin from the fact that it says by a Jewish lady she's married. It says by a Goyish lady. It's talking about Avimelech. When Avimelech was told by Hashem that he should not live with Sarah because she is married to a husband. And the Torah describes marriage as Be'ulas Baal. She had been lived with a husband. And we learn out from there with the Shinim Sanhedrin, Be'ulas Baal Yesh Lahem. They have the concept that living together creates a marriage. Goyim can be married. There is an Eishes Ish by a guy. A Goyish man can marry a Goyish lady, and the Torah recognizes the marriage not through the vows that they exchange, but through the fact that he lives with her as husband and wife, right? But there is no concept of having a marital relationship without actually living together, because the Torah describes marriage as be'ulas baal. That's what created the marriage. There is no concept of having a marriage without the living together. There's no chuppah, but kosh kein zarusalas lu, they have no concept of kedushin. Ubil l'shem kedushin nami las lu. Maybe the Torah means that he lives with her l'shem kedushin, that the guy can be mekadesh, a girl, a woman, with a bil l'shem kedushin, and even a Jewish girl. So the Shulchan says, iska shavayis l'adadi. We compare kedushin, just like he's not eligible for kesef and shtar, so he's not eligible for bia either. And therefore we learn out that a guy can't do kedushin. So there are multiple sources of how I know a guy can't do kedushin. Eben we learn out from the fact that the Torah calls him a donkey, I'm a diamond l'chamar. And Eben k'chavim, we learn out from Lysis Chatambam, or added on the fact that the Torah allows a person to marry the Yifat Tayer only after a certain process. That means the Torah does not recognize. The Torah says that it works. That means beforehand it didn't work. And the Shultas learns it out from the fact that the Torah Hashem tells Avimelech that she is a married lady and describes marriage as Be'ulas Baal, to tell us that Goyim only have the concept of living together with marriage. Maybe a guy can marry a Jewish lady with living together for marriage. The answer is, we compare the three ways of Kedushin. One who's not eligible to do two of them is not eligible to the third one either. So at the end of the day, what Rabbi Yochanan is saying is that even the Mandiyamai that says, Ein Kedushin Typhus, that is no Mamzeris from Chai V'Lavim, that is only other Chai V'Lavim. But there are two Chai V'Lavim, which is a guy and an Eved, that cannot have a valid Kedushin. The Torah does not allow, nor recognize a marriage between a guy and an Eved and a Jewish lady, and therefore the offspring would be Mamzerim, even though it's not the severity of Karas. Dr. Gemara Meitzrei. So we ask the question on Rabbi Yochanan. The Brisa says, Eved Kachavim Be'Eved Habah Bas Yisrael Vlad Mamzer. This Tanakhama says that the Eved Kachavim and an Eved who lives with the Bas Yisrael, the offspring is a Mamzer. Reb Shimon Ben Yehuda Eimer, a Mamzer El Mimish Yisurai. Is there erva v'amish karas? No, the mamzer only comes about from an erva that's krisus. You need a severity of karas. Now, this time obviously holds by Shimon HaTimani. He says that mamzer is mechayv krisus, and he does not agree that a guy or an eved would create a mamzer. That means Rabbi Yochanan's statement that everybody agrees, meaning that Shimon HaTimani agrees, is challenged here. Here we have a Tana that clearly holds by Shimon HaTimani, And he says that Rabbi Chachamim the Eved does not produce a mamzer. So how can Rabbi Yochanan say that Shimon HaTzimoni agrees? Maybe Shimon HaTzimoni is like Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda. You don't know that. Zok Rashi, a mamzer v'hai tanak is Shimon HaTzimoni shirle. He says clearly he holds like Shimon HaTzimoni. He says it's only from Krisus. Uktani v'Rabbi Chachamim the Eved, a mamzer. And he says by a guy in an Eved that it's not a mamzer. Zok the Gemara, you're right. Elam Rabbi Yochanan man ha'koyom v'idim, Rabbi. When Rabbi Yochanan said everybody agrees, he meant Rebbe. Shimon HaTzimoni might agree, might not agree. That's a machlokes in that brisa. One Tanakhama kind of says, Havla Mamzer, and that might be even according to Shimon HaTzimoni, maybe not, we don't know. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda clearly says that there is no Mamzer from a Goyen in Eved, right? But Rabbi Yochanan never meant these Tanoim. He didn't mean everybody. He meant one person. He refers to everybody to one person, meaning Rebbe. Rebbe, who was Rabbi Yochanan's Rebbe, by the way, holds like Shimon HaTzimoni, and Rabbi Yochanan is saying that even though he holds like Shimon HaTzimoni, he would hold by the Chacham Ve'Eved that the Vlad is a Mamzer. So Rabbi Yochanan is only telling us Rebbe's opinion. He's not saying that every single Tana would agree. We've shown that Tanoim don't agree. When he said HaKol Moedim, he meant Rebbe. Rebbe, who holds like Shimon HaTzimoni and does not agree to Rabbi Akiva, does not hold that there's a mamzer mechayv elavim. He only holds that there's a mamzer mechayv ekrisus. Rebbe would hold like Shimon HaTzimoni, but by a goy and an eved, Rebbe happens to hold that the vlad is a mamzer. That's what Rabbi Yochanan is telling us. And the reason for that is
unusual to use a lashon of everyone agrees. What he means, one person.
I didn't see anybody ask this question. I guess the Gemara feels comfortable that that's not a problem.
So, did you see this lot of shots, or is this not so common?
Again, you know, you might have to ask someone else, you know, who
maybe
knows.
Maybe Avram
that.
Could just go through it quickly.
That was nice, Dr. Harris. That was a... not a, you know, I can't say I didn't think of saying it, but I wasn't going to say it. But that's what the Gemara is answering. Elam Rav Yitzchak Manakol Moedim Rebbe, Apagav the Rebbe, Oim Rehin Ador Malolu Amur Melon Adivri Rebbe Kiva. Even though Rebbe said about our Mishnah, I'm sorry, later on a different Mishnah, where it says Kedushin is not typhus Mechai Velav, and he said that's only according to Rebbe Kiva, Shayetz Chalutza Kareva, that treats a chalutza like an erva, which means marrying your own chalutza is a lav. Kiva shleibana shuv layivna. And the Mishnah there says kedushin doesn't work in a chalutza. Rebbe explains that's Rebbe Akiva talking, who holds a kedushin type of chayv elavim. Therefore, marrying your own chalutza is marrying a chayv elavim. And according to Rebbe Akiva, every chayv elavim is an erva. And Rebbe himself doesn't agree. But by the Gachav B'Eved, Rebbe Yechon is informing us that by the Gachav B'Eved, Rebbe would agree. Chiyasi Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdumi Mishum Rabbeinu. When Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, he quoted Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdumi in the name of Rebbe. That by the Gachav B'Eved, Abba Abbas Yisrael, Abba Mamzer. So that's what Rebbe Yechon is telling us. The same thing that Rav Dimi is telling us. The Rebbe's opinion, even though he disagrees with Rebbe Akiva, and we see that clearly in the fifth Perek, when the Gemara says over there, when the Mishnah says that a person who gives chalitz and then tries to marry the woman that the kedushin is not valid, Rebbe says that's Rebbe Akiva talking, who says ain't kedushin type to mechayv elavim, but what's the name of it? Will disagree, but he himself disagrees. But he himself holds that a guy in an eved is different. Again, not because of the severity, it's only chayv elavim, but because of the fact that there's no institution of kedushin, which makes it similar to chayv krisus, even though the reason for the no kedushin comes from different reasons. By krisus, it comes from the severity, and by the eved, it comes from the fact that the Torah did not recognize an institution of marriage between a Jew and a non-Jew. Rashi.
I take your own pasim like this, right, Rebbe?
Well, we have to finish a whole Amud of Gemara before we get to the Pesach. I mean, obviously, we don't pass it that way. I agree with you. But you'll see that it's a major machlokes. It's not like it's a simple statement. Again, the fact that there's a major machlokes in the Gemara does not affect halakha l'maaseh. That's what you want to know. No, halakha l'maaseh, an offspring between a Gaish father and a Jewish mother is Jewish. It is not a mamzer. is totally okay. I mean, not for kahuna, but totally okay. And kahuna is a big argument, which we're not going to get into, but I'm just saying that. But this is halacha after the whole Amud of Gemara, where we see various different opinions about what it is. And again, the fact that there's different opinions in the Gemara does not affect halacha.
Am I ready?
Yes.
What does it mean that we learn over Kachavim is from Chamor? I thought it was exclusive to Yishmael.
Again, it wasn't Yishmael, it was Eliezer, who was an Eved. That was going on an Eved, not an Eved Kachavim. The Am Hadayim El Chamor is going on Eliezer.
Yeah, you're right, I'm sorry. And that refers to all Goyim?
All Avadim. It was only, Rashi only used that for Eved Kanani. Again, Eved Kanani is not a guy. Eved Kanani keeps Shabbos. He has to keep Shabbos. He's chayav meat if he doesn't keep Shabbos. And Eved Kanani has to eat kosher. Eved Kanani has to keep every single mitzvah that a woman has to keep. He's totally Jewish, except he's pasur from some mitzvahs, and he cannot marry a regular Jewish girl.
Okay.
So an Eved Kanani is not the slave you buy in the slave market, and it's a guy. No, he has to do a geirus. And we will learn more about it in this perek, where the Gemara will discuss the geirus process of an Eved Kanani.
And the only time he becomes Jewish is if he's freed.
I'm sorry?
The only time he becomes really Jewish, he can marry a Jewish girl, is when he's meshuchrar, when he becomes
correct.
Free.
Again, and I mentioned this multiple times over the years. You cannot force pashtus the way we paskin. It's a machlokes tanoim again. But when you buy an Eved, when somebody buys an Eved, you cannot force him to be an Eved Kanani. He is your Eved, but he's not an Eved Kanani until he willingly agrees to accept upon himself the Jewish halachas of an Eved Kanani.
Yeah.
If not, he's an Eved. I'm sorry?
So there is such a there's a concept of just an Eved. Cannot be an Eved.
And we will learn later in this perek. Are you allowed to hold on to that person? Can you have somebody in your household who's not chayav mitzvahs? That's going to be a discussion later in this perek. You buy an Eved, and he refuses to become an Eved Kanani. So now you have a guy in your household, a total guy who happens to be your slave. And the Gemara will deal with the fact, are you allowed to hold on to that person in your household? This, again, will be in this perek of Yevamos, in the fourth perek of Yevamos. There'll be a section of a number of blots coming up shortly that deal with halachas of avadim. So we'll get there. We'll talk about it. Rashi, Avagav the Kamer Rebbe, the Perik Rav Gamliel, Ein Biyach Chalita. Rebbe said in the Mishnah in the fifth Perik that if a person does chalita and then lives with the woman for marriage, it doesn't work. Demcholat lezu ubol lezu ein nitzichei menu get. He does chalitza to one and lives with the other, or with the chalitza herself. She doesn't need a get. The kamer ena dvarim halolu amurim to be acha chalitza leitavsa l'divrei Rabbi Akiva. That which we say you can't marry a chalitza is only according to Rabbi Akiva that it's not valid. I believe today Rebbe himself, leitzir leit, does not agree. I feel lucky by having a chav ve'eved ma'zim. By a guy in eved, he agrees that the kedusha is not typhus and the kid is a mamzer. He asked Rabdimi, said Mishum Rabbeinu, Rabbi. Now we're going to have multiple times again of different opinions about what happens to Eved Chavim VeEved Habo Abbas Yisrael. Something Gemara Beiter. Rav Acha Sar Habira, Rav Tanchum Bereid, Rav Chia Ish Kvar Aku. Those two people, Rav Acha, who was the Sar Habira, I guess the Sar Habira means he was the officer in charge. Right, Rashi Silva says that's how he was referred to. I don't know why. And that's Rav Acha Sarabira, and Rav Tanchum Rei Rav Chia, who came from the village of Aku, Paru Kanish Vyasa the Asum Armin Litveria. They redeemed captives, women captives, that were brought from the city of Armin to the city of Tveria. Havu Chada was one. Right now, Rashi's Gairis, that they didn't bring him to Tveria, they brought him to Antuchia. Antuchia, I believe, is Athens, but I'm not sure. According to Rashi's Gersa, these were captives brought from Armin, which the Mepharshim say is Armenia, and they were brought from Armenia to according to Rashi's Gersa, not to Tveria, which is in Eretz Yisrael, but to Antuchia, which is in Greece, which I believe is the Athens, refers to Athens. There was one of those captives that had been impregnated by a guy. Again, not willingly, wasn't her fault, it's just reality. She was pregnant, impregnated by a guy. And they came to ask Shaila Ravami what the status of that child would be. Amalu Rav Yechon, Rav Elazar, Rav Chanina, the Amri. Rav Ami quoted Rav Yechon, Rav Elazar, Rav Chanina that said, that an offspring of a guy who married a Jewish child is a mamzer. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef lived later in Babel. And he said, Rav Husa Lamechshav Gavri, is it a big thing to count numbers of people? Like, you're throwing at me, like, names of people who said it's a mamzer. Well, I'll tell you the other side. Rav Shmuel ben Babel, Rav Yeshua ben Levi bar Kapora bar Eretz Yisrael, Rav Shmuel ben Babel, and Rav Yeshua ben Levi bar Kapora bar Eretz Yisrael, V'yami lo achilupi bar Kapora v'ayli ziknei darim. And others say, take out bar Kapora and bring in instead ziknei darim, which were Amoraim in Eretz Yisrael in the south. The Ami, they said, Havlad Kasher. So don't throw me people, because you're going to start throwing numbers. I have numbers that say it's Kasher. The reason it's possible is not because of numbers. Elam Rav Yosef Rebbe, the reason these people say it's possible is not, we're not counting numbers here. It just happens to be the source of it. Is Rebbe, because we always like to pass like Rebbe. So Rabbi Yisrael is saying, it's not, I'm not in the spall of numbers. Don't tell me this on my rim, this on my rim, this on my rim. That's not, that doesn't make me feel any worse or better, because I have four Amoraim that say the opposite way. The answer is, they are going in the opinion of Rebbe, which gives them a lot of clout, not because it's a matter of numbers. Rashi, Shmuyaisim and Armin Lantuchi, Rashi is Gavit Antuchi to Athens. Elam Rav Yosef Rebbe, Litachshav Gavri, don't start counting people. The Haimishim Ravusu the Rabbim Litiv Salei, I'm not going to pakle this girl because there's a Rabbim. Panami Rabbim Achshari, because I have a Rabbim that says it's Kasher. So Ravami, it's very nice that you quoted three Amoraim. I'll quote four Amoraim the other way. The reason your opinion of pakle carries a lot of weight, it's not because of the three Amoraim, Elam Shum Lahi Rebbe. The Ikkel Mifsal is Allah HaKamayseh, because it's going like Rebbe, who says Pasul, and we like the Pasul like Rebbe, that's why your Psaq carries weight. Meaning it's not a matter of numbers, it's a matter of being Rebbe. Dr. Gemar Bait, Rav Shul Malevi Amar, HaVlad Makoku. Rav Shul Malevi says, the Vlad is not a Mamzer, but he is Makoku. Makoku means, I hate to use the word messed up, but what does Archgold say? Probably has a nicer word.
Impaired.
Impaired, okay.
Impaired.
Rekhti Gemara Laman. Who is he impaired to? When we say the baby is impaired, to whom is he impaired? Elay Melakol, he can't marry into the Jewish nation, which would mean another way of saying mamzer, right? Instead of using the term mamzer, will be politically correct and will say impaired. Hamar Bishua Lavat Kasher, but Bishua Malevi Paskin that the baby is not a mamzer. He said before, he was one of the people that Rav Yosef quoted as saying the Vlad is Kasher. So obviously impaired can't be mamzeris. Rashi, Hamar Bishua Malevi Le'il, Havlad Kasher. He's one of the quotes that Rav Yosef had said, holds the Vlad is Kasher. So obviously you can't use him as one of the people that said that the Vlad is a mamzer. And for the Gemara, Ella Lekula. The Kula Amaroi, the Makshari, even the Amaroyim that are Makshar, that say that the kid is not a mamzer, Maidu Shavlat Pogim Lekula. They agree that the child becomes Pogim Lekula. Why? Where do we know that? If the kid is kosher, so why? Where do we learn out Pogim Lekula? And the answer is, we learned it out. We call the Chaymer Ma'amana. And we had this yesterday. Ma'amana L'Chayim Gadol. Any Surah Shavu Bakayel. Right? That the Isser is not across the board. Right? She's only Asher L'Chayim Gadol. not even to a kain hedges, and for sure she's not usher to a regular Yisrael. Still, the halacha is b'na pogum. The child becomes a pasul lekuna. The child that's born, the boy is a chalol, loses his kuna, and the girl is a chalala, cannot marry a kain. Zu, she's surah shagat ha-kayel, a guy who no Jewish girl can marry, ain't a din she b'na pogum. For sure, her child should not be fit for kahuna. Ma'al amon l'kayin gadol, shekeni yatsum b'shalalas. Amon l'kayin gadol is worse. The Gemara tries to slug up the kavachimer like it did yesterday. Amon l'kayin gadol, even though it is a less, not shabbat b'kayil, but she becomes usher, she becomes a chalala, she can no longer eat truma, she can no longer marry a regular kayin. Right? We said that yesterday. So maybe you can't make this kavachimer. Because at this point, the Gemara thinks that the girl who has a relationship with this guy, nothing happens to her. It's only a question of offspring. He or she herself remains the same. So you can't make the kavuchemer from Amana, because this woman is not affected by the relationship she had with the guy. Dr. Gemara, it's not true. A woman who has a relationship with a guy is asur lekuna. Damar Rav Yechon Mishum, Reb Shimon, Menai Loiv Kachav Ve'Eved Habah Kehenes Olaviyav Yisrael Shepaslu. How do I know that a guy who lives with a or an Eved who lives with either a Kehenes or a Levia or a Yisraelis that make her possible from marrying a Kayan or from eating Truma? Shenamar Bat Kayan Kisiya Almanu Grusha. It says when a Bat Kayan becomes a widow or divorced and has no children, she can get back home. So we darshan Mishi Yeshli Almanus VeGerushimba. It is only if she was married to a man who the concept of widowhood and divorce exists, which means it was a valid marriage. However, a guy or an eved, as we mentioned, has no valid marriage. So obviously, if there's no valid marriage, there's no valid widowhood or divorce. And therefore, those people cannot go back and eat truma because she had a relationship with someone that she could not have a marriage with. So we see that she is impacted. She becomes usher to kahuna. She becomes usher to eat truma. So we make a kavachimer, just like Ba'amana l'kayin gadol, who is impacted herself, and is only usher to kayin gadol. Still her children become halalim. The lady who had a relationship with a guy, right, who's impacted herself as well, as we just brought a pasuk, for sure, and she is usher, and this is the issur that applies to all Jews, for sure, her children should become impacted and usher to kahuna. That's what the Gemara answers, and this is the way we do Paskin, that even though we Paskin that a guy who lives with a Jewish girl, the child is not a mamzer, the child is 100% Jewish, but not for kahuna. The child, the girl, would not be able to marry a kayin because she's considered makoko, and that's what Rabbi Shulman Levi meant. She's impaired. She's impaired from the ability of marrying a kayin. Rashi. Zuchi Surah Shabba Bakayim. Now Rashi is bothered with b'na pogum. What does that mean? Her son is pogum. Daughter is can't marry a kayan. The son, he can marry a kahenes. A kahenes can marry anybody. She doesn't have a chiyav to only marry certain level of kashrus. Anybody that a Jewish girl can marry, a bat kayan can marry. There's no special halachas of a bas kayin allowance to marriage over a bas yisrael's allowance to marriage. That's halacha by kayin. Man cannot marry a grusha. A kayin girl can marry a garish. Right? There is no halacha that restricts the marriage of a bas kayin over a bas yisrael. So what does that mean, b'na pogum? B'na is not a fact. The son is not restricted in any way. He can marry whoever he wants. He's an offspring of the father is a guy, your mother is a yid. He's a yid. And who can he marry? Bat Kayan? Bat Kayan has no restrictions. So there's no b'na pogum. Zakrashi, b'na pogum lav dafka. It's for sure not b'na pogum. The pshita. Then, I think it's supposed to be ha'ayvet duchavim, they changed the gersum. Sash, the son of a guy, Bat Kayanu, he's not a Kayan. So, what pgam does he have? Is it because we're not allowing him to marry a kahenes? It's not true. Given the mutter of Israel is mutter not even kahenes. If he's mutter from the Jewish girl, a bat Yisrael, he's mutter in a bat kayim. Kehenes would mean a bat kayim. She'en kedusha benashim. There's no kedusha restriction to women. Afiluk sheiris mutaris lepsulim. A kasher kehenes can marry a one who can't marry a kayin. She can marry a garish. She can marry anybody that a Jewish girl can marry. The kaimel lehuzruk sheiris milanatul lepsulim. There is no iser for a kasher bas kayin to restrict herself to marrying a chalol. She can marry a chalol. She'll become a chalala. So she'll become a chalala. So nothing will happen. There's no restriction. So what does it mean, b'na pogam? Therefore, Rashi learns, el mishum bita nakat. It means daughter. The imtelet bas psulu lakuna. Even though it uses the word b'na, Rashi learns that there is no son. It is only the daughter. Now, there is a Ramban who argues on Rashi. And he's bothered by the term benav, and he says that just like a son of an aman of the kohen gadol is a chalal, and if he marries a woman, she becomes a chalala. A son of a guy who marries a Jewish woman, would, if he marries a woman, that woman becomes asur tikkunah, and his daughter would become asur tikkunah. So according to this Ramban, the son is impaired because not that he can't marry anybody; he can marry whoever he wants. But the impairment will carry over to his daughter and to his son and to his wife, that they will become restricted, his daughter and wife will become restricted from marrying Kehanim. Just like a cholol that marries a Jewish girl, we will see later on, speaking machlokes, but pashtus, his wife cannot marry a kayan afterwards. I don't know if we pashtus that way. Ramban holds that the son born from a guy, shefagar, the Jewish mother, if he marries a woman, her daughter, the daughters would become asur lakuna. I don't know if we paskin like Ramban. I don't think so. I think we only paskin like Rashi that a daughter is asur lakuna, meaning a daughter born from a Gaisha husband, a Gaisha father and a Jewish mother, the daughter cannot marry a kayan. I think that's how we paskin, but I will check it up. If, 1 second. Right, that's how we paskin. There is no, in halacha, we do not paskin that the son is impacted in any way. It's only the woman who lived with a guy, or her offspring from a geisha man, her daughter from a geisha man, would become a halala, would become pasul le kahuna, would become pasul to kahuna.
Is it transferred to the third generation?
It would carry over to the third generation. I don't think so, but I'm not sure. I don't think so. There are people that are arguing this. In this house, the Shulchan Aruch paskens. Shulchan Aruch paskens, the debat is pasul lakuna. However, the Machwanim say if he does get married to a kohen, we don't break up the marriage. Because there's enough shittas that hold that she's not pasul lakuna. But it's a machlokes, therefore we say she shouldn't marry a kayan, but that's how Shulchan Aruch paskens. But halacha is brought down that if she does marry a kayan, we do not break up the marriage. Because it's Rashi, pasla, Rashi, back to the Rashi, I feel a bit truma de beinasha. Even from truma from her father's house, meaning the girl who had a relationship with a guy cannot eat truma anymore if she's a bat kayin. And kolch kemilina silakayin. By the way, this is halakha lamaisa. Any woman who had a relationship with a guy, willingly or unwillingly, single or married, makes no difference. She cannot be married to a kayin. That means a kayin's wife. You know, chas v'shalom, rachman al islam. If whatever something happened to her. Whereas by a Jewish woman, an anusa is mutaris, by a kayan's wife, she becomes asa to her husband, the kayan. And any girl who had a out-of-wedlock relationship with a guy, willingly, unwillingly, cannot marry a kayan. This is the gay lamaista. Usually, when you have girls that were not so from at one point in their life, and again, and I'm not, this is not a reflection of morals and ethics, and had a relationship with a guy, they can never marry a kayan. they have to marry only Yisrael or a Levi, and their kids are fine. And their kids are 100% fine. It's only they themselves have to be careful not to marry a kohen. That's the Gemara right. Amalei Abaya. Abaya says to Rabbi Yosef, my cousin, the Samchas Arab Dimi, why are we relying on Rav Dimi that says, that Rebbe said that the Bavad is a mamzer? He's the one that quoted Rav Dimi, Yitzchak Rav Dimi, and therefore we've been assuming this whole Amen, that an offspring, that Rebbe's opinion is that the offspring of a guy and a Jewish woman is a mamzer. I disagree. Who says? So Mike, at the Ravin. Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, and he quoted Rebbe differently. He asked Ravin, Amr Rav Nassim, Rav Yehuda Nassi, Myron Bailey Teira. He quoted Rav Nassim and Rav Yehuda Nassi, who's Rebbe, Uman Rav Yehuda Nassi Rebbe, say that the kid is a kosher yid. We have a machlokes, what Rebbe held. Right? Rav Yochanan seemed to say Rebbe held Vlad Mamzer. Rav Yitzchak Rav Dimi seems to say, Koinka Rav Dimi, that Rebbe said a Vlad Mamzer. Well, Robin says that Rebbe said a Vlad kosher. So how do you know which is the authentic version of Rebbe? Why are you assuming that Rebbe was Machmer? Maybe Rebbe is the other way. Maybe Rebbe holds the Kula. Maybe Rebbe holds that the kid is not a Mamzer. That's what Ravin said he holds. Furthermore, Va'af Rav by Rebbe HaTeira. Rav, he had been quoted earlier as well, he passed into his mutter. Now, who does the kind of the Rav? We have a story. A person came to Rav. What happens to the offspring of a guy or an Eved who lives with a Bas Yisrael? Amalei Avad Kasher. Kid's not a Mamzer. Kid's Kasher. Amalei, so the guy said to Rav, okay, Havli Bratach. I'd like to marry your daughter. My father was a guy. My mother was Jewish. Right? I'd like to marry your daughter. He said, I'm not giving you my daughter. Amar Rav Simi Barchia L'Rav. So Rav Simi Barchia said to Rav, they add, Amalei Rav Simi Barchia L'Rav. Amri Inchi, people have a saying, Gamla B'Madai Akaba Rakta. There's a camel in Madai that can dance in a small container. Like, it's a magical trick. That you have a camel in Madai that can fit into a small container, the feet, and dance. Ha-Kaba, V'ha-Gamla, V'ha-Madai, V'lei Rakta. Here we have all the ingredients, and it's not working. You said it's mutter. Here is a person that is an offspring of a guy and a Jewish mother, and it's not working. You're not being matu lemaisa. You don't want to give him your daughter. You don't want to give him your daughter. A Malay, Yehavik Yeshua ben Nun, Elab Amla E, what's the Bak Girsa? E, Havik Yeshua ben Nun, even if he would be like Yeshua ben Nun, I won't marry him. I won't give him my daughter. I'm not willing to do a shidduch with him. He's kosher, but I'm not willing to do a shidduch with him. There seems to be a machlokes to understand why Rav refused. Some say Rav refused because of yichus, even though the kid is 100% kosher, but Rav wanted a miyuchus. He wanted to have a child that had a Jewish father. And some say that Rav didn't refuse because of that. He just didn't like the guy. He didn't want to take him as a son-in-law. So he said, even if he would be as big as Yeshua ben Nun, meaning I'm not bothered with his genetics. I'm bothered with the fact I just don't want him as a son-in-law. I don't want him to be my son-in-law. That's how some want to learn. Some want to learn that Rav
I don't understand the saying. How does it relate to this? Who's the camel? Who's the...
I think the saying is you hear things that happen and they don't really happen. You have a psak that something is supposed to be that way, and then when it comes to mice, it's not carried out.
So you say that he doesn't believe that Reb really said that? That Reb really said that?
No, we're talking to Rav. Rav holds his kosher. The guy came to Rav and he asked Rav, what's the halacha? Rav said, it's kosher. So he said, let me marry your daughter. Rav said, no. So Rav Simi Bar Chiya said, you just contradicted yourself. You know, you say it's kosher. That's like you're saying the camel can dance, and then when it comes to the dance, it just doesn't do it.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, let's finish the story. So he told him, so Reb Simi Bar Chiya continued, and he said, if you were such a big Talmid Chacham, you wouldn't want him as a son-in-law, maybe, for whatever reason. but there would be a lot of people that would take him. But he's not Yeshua ben Nun. If you refuse to let your daughter marry him, people will say, you know, Rav says kasha, but he doesn't really mean it. The raya is he doesn't let his daughter marry him. But Gemara, Dr. Gemara, period. But Rav didn't react. The person didn't leave. The person kept on arguing that he wants to marry Rav's daughter. He didn't want to leave. So, Yahweh, so Rav gave him his eyes, like, you know, hello, bug off. The shachiv, and the person died. Meaning, by antagonizing Rav, he died because of, you know, he antagonized Rav. Rav finally gave him a look at him, and that was enough. And he passed on from this world. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. I don't think I finished the Rashi all the way back from Shepaslu. Kahenes Mitrumas Aziyah. Right, it says that when she has a relationship with a guy, she becomes puzzle. A kahenet becomes puzzle from the truma of her father. But with the Israelis, you know, she nisul the kain the older libanim. They married a kain and had children. She makes a balei by oichlus the truma b'shulbenayim, which is halacha we'll have later on. That a Jewish woman married to a kain who has children who are kahanim can eat truma after her husband dies. She becomes puzzle from truma, and for sure she can't eat kuna. Mishiyesh la'amonas v'gerishim ba, Yisraelis. If he may, it's supposed to be Yisrael, a man. That's what the Rav Ranjborg is gerish. If he may, it's v'zera ein lo, b'shavu ha'bein saviyah. When he dies, and she has no children, she goes back. Yatsa v'kacham v'abit she'ein la'amonas v'gerishim ba. She'ein kedushin types, then kedushin is not typhus. Amalei ha'bailer of Yisrael. My cousin is the Samachas HaRavdim, he never mishmei the Rebbe of Lad Mamzer. Why are you relying on Ravdimi's version? Who says in the name of Rabbi the Divan of the Mamzer, Smoikah the Rabban, the Mamzer, and Mishmei the Rabbi, why don't you rely on Rabban's version who said Rabbi said it's kosher? Now, who also ben I become the Israelis? Amri Inchi, Gamla Bamadi Akaba Ragda, Gomel Gadol, a big camel, the Rakid Betoch Kap Kutten, dances in a little cup, the Galad Ragla, the Malchus Mother, the Gutma, it doesn't happen. It's an exaggeration. People say an exaggeration. Let's test it out. You just said a big kiddush. You said that the offspring is kosher. So hamas devarecha, prove it. Don't say halacha and then don't carry it out. You just said a big kiddush. You want people to believe you? You know, ask on it. The guy didn't want to leave. After Rav got set up, Rav gave him a look, and that was the end of that. Dr. Kabarabait. The Af Ramatna Mayribala Tehra. Ramatna also paskins that an offspring of a Jewish husband, a Geisha husband and a Jewish wife, a Geisha father and a Jewish mother, is kosher. The Af Yehuda Mayribala Tehra. And again, with Rabbi Yehuda, we have a story. The Chasim, the Kamad Rabbi Yehuda. When one of these people came in front of Rabbi Yehuda, Amalei Zil Itmar. So Rabbi Yehuda gave him advice. Go to somewhere where nobody knows you. It's hard for an offspring of a Geisha father to marry a Jewish girl because they don't want to marry a person who had a Geisha father. It just doesn't seem right to them, even though it's 100% mutter, right? So he said, go somewhere where nobody knows who you are and don't tell people who your father was. Find a Jewish girl that will marry you for who you are. And don't worry, you know, you don't have to reveal to them who your father was. It's not necessary. Oy, natsa bat minach. Or, find a girl who had a geisha father, and she'll also be looking for a shidduch, and that won't hurt her. Meaning, he's giving him practical advice. You're 100% mutter to marry every Jewish girl. The problem is, your market is very limited, because the people won't want to take you as a son-in-law. Or the girl doesn't want to marry you because you had a geisha father. Even though halachically it's fine, but they're, you know, nervous. So they don't want to do it. They feel like it's something wrong. So Rav Yehuda is not condoning it. He's just saying fact. Go somewhere where nobody knows you and marry a Jewish girl. She won't know the difference. Or find a Jewish girl that has her own impairment and will be willing to marry you. That's what he told him. But it's mutter. He wouldn't advise him that if Uriel was usher. The Chiyati Lekamet the Rabba Amar Loi, the same thing. Ugly, either going to exile, a nice way of saying go to somewhere where nobody knows who you are, right? Oi, not the Bat Minach. He told him the same thing. Meaning, practical advice, not halachic advice, practical advice. Practical advice is you don't have to reveal this. The halacha lemaita out of this is that he's not mechuyev to tell. It's not called a mekach tos. Meaning, if he marries a girl and then she finds out that his father was a guy and she screams that she never married him, it doesn't make a difference. Unless
Rebbe,
not an automatic deal breaker. Therefore, that's the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Tzak. One does not have to reveal that their father was a guy. It doesn't affect the marriage. Now, if the father was a mamzer, and the kid is a mamzer, and he doesn't reveal it, it's a mekach tos. But if the father was a guy, it has no impact on the kashrus of the child. Yes, some people are makbid, but if they don't, what they don't know doesn't hurt them, and it doesn't impact the marriage. I'd like to finish the Rashi, if you don't mind, Avraham. Dr. Rashi. A place where they don't recognize. They know you leave Nula. Amalei Mamzeru, but actually Batishol, he told me to marry Batishol. Shem Mamzer Mutzal Shera. Me and Mamzer, he couldn't give him this advice. Bat Minach, your kind, Batishol, but having come back Shera Kamaitra. A Mamzer is a Shivcha, so you can't marry a Mamzer is a Shivcha. I'm a Kasheru, but he said you can't go marry a Mamzer, you're not a Mamzer. Gleed, say Liglaiz Mamakim Shulia Karuchu, go to a place where they don't know who you are, Beitin Mucha Batishol Shera, and they'll give you a kosher Jewish girl. Yes, Rabbi Kohn.
Lamaisa, let's say, see, this in the olden days is different than now. Now, you know, you can just Google it and you get all the answers you need. But so if they went to the girl and said, you know, is there anything that we should know? I mean, you know what I mean?
Okay, I have no idea what you're talking about.
No, said, please tell me, is there anything that we should know about your parents, or
affect the kashrus of the kid. Why should he tell him?
Can she just say, no, everything's fine? I mean, can she lie? No.
He's not lying. He's just not revealing.
Oh, but let's say they would ask a specific question, like, let's say they heard maybe there's something, are both your parents fine? Is there any, can she just
they're
say,
fine?
Fine, yeah. What?
They're fine, wonderful people. Fine doesn't mean anything.
You see, so you're taking the word fine. You know what, when they say fine, they don't mean, do they open the door for each other? You know what I mean? Fine.
You don't
mean,
know what the word means.
So now Rebbe's trying to say that.
What if they say
they're not asking, the guy who's asking the question is not asking, is he fine, meaning that he does he put a napkin on his lap when he
has a
lap.
Who says, again, but if she would say to him, are your parents both Jewish, then I would think he would have to be honest. But she probably would never ask the question, or maybe she would. Or maybe she'll Google him, you know what I mean? You're asking me, doesn't have to tell her anything. She'll assume that his father is a friar person, not from, and she'll marry him. She doesn't have to know he's got, she doesn't have to reveal to her my father is not Jewish. Now, again, as you said today, it's probably not frequent because you Google and you find out whether the father is Jewish or not. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. I don't know. You know, usually, again, in today, most cases, the guy would want to meet his mechatanim, right? To find out if they're Jewish or not, correct? I don't know. Again, I'm not paskin. Halacha lemaisa, the halacha is, this is the way we paskin Shulchan Aruch, by the way. He does not have to tell her. He does not have to tell her. There's nothing wrong with him. He's 100% kosher. If she's a girl and she's trying to marry a kohen, that's usher. The boy, she doesn't have to tell her. Nothing. Doesn't have to tell her a thing. 100% mutzal halach. Now, will it happen frequently? When I was a bachur in yeshiva, I was told that it happened. that a guy went to a certain paisik who told him this halacha, Zilgali, he went, married, and then the girl's father found out that the person's father is a guy after the chasana and blew a gasket. And nobody could do anything. I mean, there's nothing wrong. He didn't do anything wrong. Nobody asked him. Nobody checked it out. The girl's father's upset. You know, I hate to say this, but that's called tough luck. Okay, I want to wish everybody a wonderful day.
Can a kohen abdicate from being a kohen by marrying a chalala? Can he voluntarily do that? Too late.